Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo had surgery last March, and the Raiders were aware of it. What we didn't become aware of, I think, until over the weekend, was the fact that there's actually a waiver in this contract that the Raiders can get out of the Jimmy Garoppolo business with nothing. They could just be like, hey, you're not healthy. All right, we're out. And that sparked a lot of conversation, sparked a lot of speculation. Now, let's kill the most obvious, and that's the Tom Brady thing. Mike Florio has written about this several times, which, by the way, it makes the Dolphins just look significantly stupider than they already did. But with Tom Brady now being a partner with Mark Davis for the Las Vegas Raiders, the conversation was, well, Tom Brady could come back and take the quarterback reins for a year while the Raiders figure everything out. In theory, that's nice. In reality, it's virtually impossible. One, he's an owner now, and there's rules to this. Yeah. It would also need approval from the other owners to the vote of 32-0.
Jeez.
That's how it would have to be approved. 32-0 for the Raiders to be able to make Tom Brady the quarterback. And there's a handful of other things that come into play that make this a little sketchy, including like the salary cap situation.
Well, so I thought about that too, because somebody asked me the same question. They're like, hey, can he still be owner? And I was like, probably not, but it just reminded me of Michael Jordan. He used to do what Jordan did. Relinquish ownership, go play, and then get it back when he's done.
This is the Wizards. Was it ownership or a front office position?
Ownership. I think. I don't know. Don't quote me. I guess we could all look that up. I mean, I thought it was ownership.
It might have been.
Yeah.
I mean, Magic, I think, did that once too in one of his comebacks. I think the second one, when he was like a power forward, when he was like, you know, like the Incredible Hulk Magic Johnson. Yeah. I think that was 96. He was a part owner of the Lakers at that time, and I believe he had to relinquish that.
Yeah, Mike sold his ownership stake with the Wizards.
And you could, if I'm Mark Davis, and you know, he ain't even gonna sell. I'll just freeze it real quick. Has the paperwork already been pushed through? Just freeze it real quick. You got it when you come back when you're done.
So how do you do that? How do you just freeze it?
Talks. We were in talks, but the talks are off now.
No, I'm pretty sure the talks are done. Like he's a part.
Well, the talks
like,
are done.
I think they've been in talks.
But is the paperwork done?
No, I think the paperwork was done a couple of days ago. Okay. That's why it was announced publicly.
Void it. I'm the owner. I can do what I
do. Well, or you could just sell it back to Mark Davis, and then Mark Davis just sells it back to you when you're done.
So I did Sports Sunday on Sunday with Sarah.
It's a good day for it.
And I hadn't heard that theory until she brought it up to me on the show. And I was like, at first I want to be like, that's crazy. No way. And I thought about it. I was like, well, It's not crazy.
It's crazy. It's just almost impossible because no one's going to go for it because they'll look at the timing of it. I don't think owners are going to go for it. They're going to look at the timing of everything and go, no, like, no. Mm. Now, the difference between, and we'll have to look this up. I actually think I know the answer. Doesn't Brady have a year on his Tampa Bay contract left? Because I feel like he signed a two-year deal, which means the Raiders would have to trade with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for him to play football. Well, they have.
Well, speaking of, did you hear that story?
No. Which one?
It's your boy, Gruden, back in the league.
What league?
Or like the talks of it. NFL.
As what?
I think right now he's like a consultant. Oh. There was a story that was a consultant, and then because that was one of the questions Sarah asked, like in 2 years, is John Gruden back on in somebody's organization? And I said, unfortunately, probably. No, I said, ain't no way, but he probably will be.
Gruden being back before a cap is the most.
Gruden is working with the Saints right now as a consultant.
That's right.
Work with Derek Carr and those guys already.
Did you see? Does Brady have a year left?
Yeah, he's still got time on his contract.
Oh yeah, like so they'd have to trade something to Tampa Bay that Tampa Bay agrees to before this process can even begin to start.
Tampa Bay would do it though.
Would they?
Yeah, the guy brought me a Super Bowl. What am I doing holding up his career for what?
Tampa could use the draft picks too.
Hey, give me the sixth rounder and.
Well, that's that, but that's just obstacle one.
It's multiple.
That's just obstacle one. I swear, this conversation doesn't happen with anyone other than Jimmy. I was, as you're aware of, scrambling all over the place this morning, and I go to glance at my phone, and I get Raider proposals for Trey Lance.
Come on, man.
I was like, this is where we're at? Raiders need to, and it was framed as a backup quarterback, but the gist of it was a backup plan at quarterback, not necessarily a backup quarterback.
The Raiders, well, so okay, we talked about the Tom Brady part of it. Jimmy Garoppolo, bro,
man,
what? And I think so. The story reads that the Raiders knew about the surgery because I feel like they didn't know about the surgery.
No, they did know. They had the surgery. There was something in his physical.
Yeah, he failed the physical.
Right. And so they determined they should have the surgery. Like they knew, or at least everything that I've read is that the Raiders knew. And that's why this waiver or caveat was put into the contract.
Maybe it's just pie in the sky. I don't know how in this day and era. This day and age, you wouldn't know. But part of me feels like the Raiders did not know that he had surgery. And then he failed the physical. And they said, why did you fail the physical? Said, well, maybe it's the fact that I had surgery on my foot such and such time ago.
But I think he had the surgery after the physical.
No, I thought he had it before. I could be wrong.
I had read that when he did the physical, they found out that his foot wasn't like fully healed or something like that. So he had to go get another procedure after that.
That ties up with another story that came out that said Jimmy Garoppolo had multiple procedures on his foot.
I think he had surgery first, then they checked the physical. That turned out, no, you still have some issues with your foot, so they had to get another procedure. That's what I read.
The Athletic reported Garoppolo had surgery after he was signed by the Raiders. Thus, after Garoppolo and the team agreed to terms, it was discovered that he was still having issues in his foot stemming from a December 3rd, 2022 injury he suffered as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers that ended his season.
And then the other thing is the Niners were catching some strays on here because some people were trying to blame, not blame, but they were like, if he would have just gotten the surgery then this wouldn't be an issue. But I guess he didn't get it. I can't remember if he got a surgery or not, but I remember he was trying to hold out hope to come back for like NFC Championship game or Super Bowl. So maybe he didn't get surgery then, let it heal naturally, and that's what led him into this situation.
It makes for interesting conversation. Again, part of the reason this conversation is so interesting is because it is Jimmy Garoppolo. and you almost expect Jimmy Garoppolo to do a Ric Flair face plant at some point. And the fact that it's happening before he even puts on a Raiders uniform is probably just glorious to some people. But this article, Las Vegas expects the Garoppolo timeline to be that he'll be ready for training camp, which is consistent with what Josh McDaniel said a couple of days ago. If the Raiders thought this was a year-long issue, they wouldn't have proceeded with the contract. So, yes, the worst-case scenario is the Raiders decide they have to move on from Garoppolo, but that seems unlikely, so this whole waiver issue will likely become moot.
But that the whole story is kind of funny where when they canceled the press conference, it's like, oh, no, we just canceled. No, mm-hmm. no issues. Mm-hmm. It comes out, the man failed his physical.
Yeah. So just a side note, if your team cancels a scheduled press conference, it's very bad news. We've seen enough canceled press conferences over the course of the last few months. It's bad news.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
There was also, like, people out there talking about how there's an outside chance. They didn't say it was going to happen. They were just saying, like, this opens the door for Jimmy to come back to San Francisco. No.
To do what?
No, it ain't happening. Don't worry about it.
What, join the Super Bowl 60 committee? What the hell is he going to do in San Francisco?
Oh, we didn't talk. Oh, we mentioned it a little bit, but it came official.
It did become official.
I was surprised by that.
You were gone a long time.
I was gone a long time.
A lot happened while you were away.
I was surprised by that. I was surprised they got another Super Bowl. I thought with SoFi in Vegas, I didn't know if Levi's would ever get another Super Bowl. But yeah, they got one coming, man, and that's dope.
I thought the San Francisco thing worked. I don't like Levi's Stadium, and I wouldn't want to, like, I don't want to go to a, part of the reason I'm going to Las Vegas is because I don't want to go to Levi's Stadium.
Yeah,
and I certainly don't want to go to Levi's Stadium on a Tuesday.
Wednesday,
it's whatever terrible. It is. I don't want to go on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
They got a raw deal with that one.
I don't want to go Monday through Sunday to Levi's Stadium. But I did think the setup downtown in downtown San Francisco was pretty dope. But like you, I'm surprised that they got one.
You think WrestleMania ever goes back there?
No, probably not, because I think they hate outdoor stadiums on the West Coast. It affects so much, like, lighting. So when you can do L.A. or Vegas, I think that's what they'll choose to do. I think Northern California WrestleMania is probably
NFL's run a little bit of a risk, bro. I mean, I'm glad they're doing it, but it's not guaranteed sunshine
in mid-February. For sure.
In Northern California.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They got away with it the first time. It looked pristine. It looked beautiful, for that first Super Bowl. But let's hope it happens the same way again next time.
Yeah, these companies keep flirting with, like, these, you know, isn't there a Super Bowl in New York?
I don't think they're going back to New York.
There isn't? Okay.
I don't think they're going back.
And that, and, like, they missed that by, like, days.
They're doing, well, it's.
They missed a massive snowstorm by, like, I don't even think it was days. It might have been 24 hours.
They're doing what Schefter said they were going to do and treating these drafts as Super Bowls. You see Green Bay's getting the draft.
I saw that.
So all these cold weather places, you can have the draft.
Okay.
You will not have the Super Bowl.
They're holding the draft at Lambeau Field. Like that, I just can't reconcile.
At least
that.
These people have somewhere to sit, though.
Who? Oh, no. I think I'm thinking of WrestleMania. WrestleMania's in Philly, right?
It is in Philly, yes.
That's crazy. That's great.
That's
like,
right. Because WrestleMania was in New York. I heard it was freezing out there.
It was. It was terrible. But they had the Tampa Bay one that rained.
Yeah.
And it's
they had to start late.
Right.
It was lightning.
So it's hell, you know, they put roofs on these things now. You guys know there's a way to avoid this stuff. Oh, no, we're going to keep doing it this way. All right, guys. Good for you.
That.
We're going to keep talking to Jason Jones. We do that every week. He'll join us when D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino, returns here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
D'Lo and KC.
D'Lo and KC continues
on ESPN 1320.
I mean, those shoes are for women. I'm going to wear them anyway.
Arguably, the best off-whites are the fours that are for women. You think I wouldn't wear them and get them right now?
Oh, I'd wear them in a heartbeat.
Please. Please. Yeah, speaking of,
these new Teyana Taylors that are coming out tomorrow or Thursday are just nasty.
Fire. Speaking of, in my final while you were sleeping, I made the move to the Nike store.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was cool. Aside from when I
that's
first
at Arden.
Get in there, it's out. Yeah, how about Arden? Aside from when I first get in,
it's
there,
not at the mall.
No. How about Arden right over there, next to California
KSFM
Fish
SFM building.
Okay. Really.
That was it. U.S. Bank, or
oh,
whatever.
You guys are like adjacent to that shopping.
So you
area?
Know that, yeah. So there's How About Arden Shopping Center, like McDonald's. Yep, then there's that big bank building.
There's a Walgreens.
We're on the fifth
too.
Floor of that big, right behind the Walgreens. Yeah,
that's
lot of hangover medicine purchased at that Walgreens, boy. Gatorades, crackers. Just not proud of it. Just telling you what it was.
But yeah, I went in there, and so I don't know if you saw, I tweeted about it, but I go in there and they got, you know, it's not a DJ, but it sounds like somebody had an aux cord in there, right? And they played some song. I was like, yeah, like
this my Bluetooth.
It's my song. It might have been. I don't know. I was like, it's my song. It's my song. I like this joint. Okay. I'm in the Nike factory. You know, the music stuck out when I first came in there. First song. I was like, this is my cut. Second song. Well, I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight. You guys playing this in public? No, cut the cord. No, okay. I ignored it, right? Very next song. Shake you fast, but watch this. I said, wait a minute. What are you guys doing in here? Kales and Mystical back to back?
And this is the canceled playlist. This is the play. It's the playlist that literally says "Do not play in public." It's a playlist. That's the "Roll Your Windows Up" playlist.
Kells and Mystical back to back. So whoa. Mm. Now after that, they got their stuff together. They're playing some hits in there. I spent a couple dollars in there. Actually, we all spent a couple dollars. Sheryl Nell Grove, Jazzy 510, me. It's a good look. You know what it is, at least so far.
It's a factory store?
It's a factory
store. Or it's a regular, okay.
It's a factory store. And what I like about it, because people are like, oh, they got, you know, crazy. I don't know if you're going to find nothing crazy in there. But it's a throwback to how the factory stores used to be. You can go in there and get some, like I got some Tailwinds, right? You know, I love the Tailwinds. Mm-hmm. Got those for like $50, $45. Like, it's a good look. That's all I need. That's all I need. I would love to go in there and find some, you know, some Spider-Man ones, wow, you know, for $70. But I'm that. Not. Yeah. What had started to happen was you'd go into these factory outlets, and the Tailwinds, you go in there and they'd be $125. I said, what's the difference between this and the store?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a throwback to that. I had a couple cool little finds in there.
I can't lie. I happened to look over at the screen, and Stephen Brown said the Cosby Show was playing on the TV.
I was out of pocket at that.
R. Kelly, Mystical, and Bill Cosby. Good Lord. Let's welcome in our brother here. Boy, look at that happy face right there. Our man, Jason Jones.
Yeah, I'm not going to the mall with you, man. I was like, wow, where was you at?
Hey, Kenny said he was at the new Nike factory store at the How About Arden Shopping Center.
Oh, man. And somebody got to take the Nike score from that dude, man, whoever it was, man.
They trying to lure kids? I mean, what is going on with that? Man. That's like the anti-like safe store. I mean...
They had that canceled playlist rocking.
Yeah, I say they were like, who should we not be playing right now? Who do I normally play with the windows up?
That's it.
The whole store here.
Just blaring it.
The windows up playlist.
Step, side to side. I said, let's not step.
Have y'all been somewhere out and like somebody will play some R. Kelly and everybody be like, you ain't going to catch me on video.
Bro, I was at my man's wedding and the DJ dropped it. Real talk, people looked at him like, yo, and my man got on the microphone and said, oh, I see y'all, I'm going to play another one, and dropped.
He's got that vibe.
I was somewhere, and I was, and somebody had their camera out recording the dance, and I was like, nope.
Ain't going to be me.
No, sir, I'm going to hold this wall up.
They won't be tagging me on your social media channels talking about, we saw Jason out there grooving. No, you did not.
Jason wasn't stepping in the name of nothing.
I took a quit seat. Like, nope. I will wait till you go to the next song, sir. We will not be doing this today. Not with me.
I realize there's something that we hadn't talked about at all today, and Jason is the perfect guy to talk about it with.
Oh, we got
it. Did you catch up on the Eric Lewis story? The NBA referee?
Oh, man.
I haven't got the,
come on,
the latest. I was reading up on this weekend. I was like, man, this is – I want to know who came up with the name for the account. I'm like, Brad Cutliff or whatever? I'm like, come on, man.
What's the most indiscreet thing we can think of?
Brad Cutliff.
My man spent his days and nights responding to tweets about officials.
So I know the story. I haven't. What was he saying like on his tweets? Was he like cursing people out?
No, he was like defending. He was like defending every. He was basically defending himself in every tweet.
He was like, sure, you can dig up your little stats about things, but sometimes it's just a coincidence. Guys are trying their best to do a good job. Stop trying to give the referees credit for the Celtics winning game. So was it the refs' fault that the Celtics lost game 1 and 2?
Oh, my man was all over it.
I mean, and then my favorite response from the weekend of all was Pat Bev. Now you see why I showed him the camera?
Mm. Oh, y'all, what'd he say when y'all laughed at me when I showed him the camera?
Yeah, Pat Bev was like,
Oh, man.
I said, my man about to be gone, man. I mean, just.
Oh.
So this is the crazy thing about it, man. Y'all can't, come on, man. Y'all can't never tell me that they can't find nothing in this world. How do you find that? How are you even looking for that? And they found him. We got him. We got him. How do you find that?
I don't know.
We got that. We figured out. We found the IP. And then the best other part too was someone got on there and was like, "Hey, it's not Eric. It's his brother." I'm sorry for the distraction. I'm deleting the account. I'm like, Eric Lewis has a brother that
turns out he doesn't.
I mean, I'm not even surprised. Who was my man in Philly who had the same thing going on?
It was Colangelo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say it was his wife?
Maybe I'm a cynic. I believe all these guys have those.
Oh, I believe it too.
They jump on there and, you know, just you think that was a good, it was a bad trade, but when you look at it, you're like, why is this guy going into such detail explaining this trade in 2015 and how it finally paid off?
Rory is Monty McNair's partner. Like, Rory, you know too much about the cap, bro. You know how this goes a little too seamlessly.
I was about to say Kenny Caraway was Luke Walton's burner.
See, the way you get around it is you just have your wife do it, or your girl.
You
tell, like back
you draft
in the day,
the tweets ever since.
No, who was the hardest on me back in the day? Chris Mullin's wife.
Mm.
She went in on me for a good 5-6 months, I think.
Dang.
Because it was after the whole Malone thing got fired, and Vivek said, you know, Chris told me to fire him. And she jumped on my timeline. He did not do that. I was like, ma'am, telling you, I didn't say it. Vivek said it.
How do you even get mad at a player's wife or an executive's wife on Twitter? Like, ma'am.
I kept emphasizing. I didn't say it. Vivek said it. She didn't care.
She got mad at you. It says, quote, Vivek
Ranadive. When I finally saw Chris, I'm like, Chris, man, can you tell her to chill?
Could you tell your wife to leave me alone?
I was like, what? It was just like it was like every other day. Mm-hmm, there you go again with your lies. I'm like, Mrs. Mullen, I'm quoting him.
Damn.
I'm quoting him.
Damn Jason Jones.
That was a wild time in King's World. Somebody, oddly enough, was a media member in Denver. I don't know his real name. He blocked me because I told him, he didn't know what he was talking about. He was like, well, actually, if you look at the numbers, Michael Malone didn't deserve to have a job. I'm like, respectfully, you're in Denver. Shut up. You know what you're talking about.
It's funny that it came from Denver, all things.
Exactly.
All things considered.
Oh yeah! Now look at him. Now they love Michael Malone. But hey,
the user said the
referees. If you're going to have someone, you know, don't get a burner. Have Mrs. Referee or your little child referee at the house. Have them be the ones who jump on there and defend you.
At least have that be the face. Use their email account.
So I think that was part of the problem is like it was tied to his email address.
Yeah, my man used Eric Lewis the ref at gmail.com. referee E Lewis at Yahoo
at like, NBA.com.
I was about to say yeah, use the NBA email.
Truth is, the NBA doesn't have to investigate that hard to figure out what's going on.
They're like, come on, man. You used our email account?
The final tweet, the user said, this is Mark Lewis. Wright family, older brother. I'm sorry that I put E in this situation, but this isn't Watergate. You're right. The account will be coming down. Twitter should not be this vindictive. Sorry to inconvenience you.
At least he apologized. Well, if that was him.
E. That's how he threw him off the scent. Called himself E.
They won't know it's me if I just say it's not me. I'm like, why would your brother use your email?
Like, well, here's the thing. Like, this dude.
Why would your brother use your email?
Like, I mean, you know, even Tim Donahue thinks this is funny.
I'm still dying at Eric Lewis, the ref at gmail.com. This dude been an official for 19 years. Says he's officiated over 80 career playoff games. He most recently refed game one of the Western Conference Finals.
My man could lose his job over being a Twitter troll.
So here's the funny thing about this. Jason, maybe you could speak to this.
I think it's all funny.
People be talking crazy to you all the time. Do you ever get the urge to make a burner and respond back to some of these people?
No, because I just say what I want to say.
See, I can't say what I want to say.
And here's the thing. Even I've said some – I've gone back and deleted. I've done the Herm Edwards before you hit send. You know, and I said, what would my boss feel about me insulting this man's mother? You know, or, you know – what if I remind, you know, I really dial it back, you know. And I was listening to a pod with Bomani Jones, and what did he say? How you stay out of trouble? You attack the action, not the person. You're not a stupid person. What you did was stupid. I'm not going to call you a racist, but your actions were racist. So it's like, you got to figure out a way, you know, and sometimes these people aren't too bright. You can insult them and they don't know they're being insulted.
Right.
They'd be like, oh man, that's so cool. And then my favorite one too is to put them on mute so they're arguing with themselves.
that's an all-timer. That's,
I love that one. Jay Adonde put me on that one. He said, don't block them. Don't give them the satisfaction of thinking that you're, you know, blocked them. Let them just reply to all your tweets.
You don't see it.
And then the best part about it is you're going through your mentions. From a user you have muted. From a user you just never.
Well, the killer is when someone else responds. Yeah. And I'm like, what is he responding to?
What's he talking to?
And then it says, you can't see
I don't know what's
tweets going
on. I'm like, oh, somebody who don't like me has something to say.
Somebody fired off 6 consecutive tweets that I didn't respond to. Finally,
and
somebody.
They're just getting mad. They're just like, he's going to reply.
It's all pretty hilarious. Like, they catch me on the wrong night, the wrong time. I be wanting to respond, but a lot of the times, especially on Twitter, man. I mean, Twitter's...
See, and I only usually go at people I know. You know, if I know you, I'll have fun with Kenny, you know, like, especially during football season.
They always talk
crazy.
What's
funny is when there's someone who doesn't know that, like, you're like, we're cool, jumps in. Oh, hell no. And they jump in and try to start a fight. Just like, calm down. We're laughing. Yeah. And they're just like,
maybe
I can't
into it.
Yeah, I mean, or if I know you, I'll go in there and say, like, or my new favorite podcaster from the Warriors, who I troll her all the time now, just out of boredom. She said one day, you must be bored. I said, I really am. Like, with the Lakers had a cute little supporting cast. I said, not bad for a cute little team, huh? And that led her down a whole rabbit hole of,
get her
well,
started.
If the rest of the team had stepped up.
What? It's amazing how many of those Warriors people had to be muted over the course of the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Here's how you get them back. You remind them that y'all told me Clay was top 75 all time. Draymond's going to the Hall of Fame. Wiggins was an all-star last year. Now they all suck.
Well, they got mad when I reminded them. They said the NBA was scripted to get the Lakers and Celtics in the finals. Yeah. That's why they lost.
Who changed the script?
Unauthorized changes.
The NBA was like, let's change the script to get the two teams that people said they didn't want to see in the finals.
And then I guess it's a Bay Area thing. They always hit you with that rent-free.
Stop it. They literally think everything is about them. Like the LeBron James stuff. The LeBron James, is LeBron James leaning towards retirement? No. You ask them. LeBron James just took his first step in forcing his way to the Golden State Warriors.
For Jordan Poole.
For Jordan Poole.
And then it's hilarious. But the greatest all-time thing didn't even come from the fans. Remember when they had Greek night when Giannis was in town?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I love stuff like that. That stuff is hilarious to me. You know, this is – but, yeah, who needs a burner account when people will just say what they want to you, you know? So, I mean, I'm not nearly known enough to need one, I don't think. I've only had one time where people really jumped on me, and it was a reminder that you shouldn't have too many Southwest flight drink tickets.
Oh.
And have Twitter open.
Uh-oh. What did you tweet?
It was kind of like it was a real serious thing, but at the moment it wasn't serious when I tweeted it. What happened was, I remember a few summers ago, remember J.J. Hickson got arrested for like a home invasion?
Yeah. Mm.
And then Tyler Honeycutt had the thing, which sadly led to his death, but they those things happen within days of each other. I tweeted like, dang, if the Kings have me covering thugs. And then I left it alone, went to Vegas, chill, woke up to a tweet from a man, Chris Haynes, like, hey, Jay, you got to delete that tweet. No, Tyler's dead. I'm like, what? But then I woke up to like Honeycutt's like teammates from overseas calling me a piece of, you know what, and how dare you? And I'm like, clearly y'all didn't see the context of what I was replying to.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would never make, you know, I didn't dislike Tyler. It wasn't anything. I was just like, what are the odds that two guys you covered have like weapons things going on within like 3-4 days of each other?
Mm.
That's what I was commenting on. But yeah, he used to play for Darius Moore. He used to play for the Lakers, whatever, the Michigan guy.
Yeah, I remember Darius Moore.
Yeah, he was all on my head about what a terrible human being I was. And because of the situation, I just let it ride. I'm like, you know what? That's not what I was trying to do, but I get why you're mad. I'm not going to comment. I'm just going to go ahead and let you be mad at me for a day.
Right.
And then it'll blow over. But I think anyone who has a Twitter account has had at least one or two where you go, oops. And usually it's not the intent. Right. You know, but, you know, people don't read a timestamp. People don't care. You know, it's just like, well, you tweeted that. Therefore, you're a bad person.
Mm.
So, I mean, I just said, okay, you know, I was commenting on this because I commented on this. That whole thing got brought back around to something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, come on, y'all know me. I wouldn't make fun of that.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. But, you know, it was just more like, hey, nowadays I ain't got to worry about, you know, tweeting about the breaking news and all that. I strictly go on Twitter for laughs. I mean, I don't have any, you know, it's not like it was a few years ago. It was like I had to be on there all the time. Well, what if something breaks? Whatever. Mm-hmm. I go in there and just comment and joke around with my friends for the most part, because you get, you know, you can end up on that thing and it'd be 3 hours later and you're still tweeting at people who you'll never meet.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You get you could get a million positive tweets,
mm-hmm.
but you get one bad one, you're going to be fixated on that bad one.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, like I said, there's people losing jobs because they go back 5-7 years ago. Aha. We heard what you said.
I think I will get a burner.
I'm going to set up an email in one of my kids' names or something, or maybe some ex that I don't like. I'm going to use her name and then just defend myself from stuff.
And then you're going to be like, I'm sorry I had to bring all this heat to my man Jay. But
this is Mason Jones.
Mason. It's the other one.
This is my Mason son. Jones, and I hate wrestling, so you know it's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is that serious member of the family, not Jason. He didn't mean to, he would never do anything like this.
Oh,
I'm gonna take a picture of a dude with like a Niner logo or something. Just really throw him off the scent.
He got a. Like a is there a such thing as a rival fraternity? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't call them rivals, but I mean, they might think we're a rival because we're better than them. But wow. You know, Kappas? But I mean, whatever. I mean,
that's what you're talking about, the Kappas?
I ain't talking about. I just said other. I don't
put them like, in an other fraternity hoodie.
See, I wouldn't even want to use their stuff like that. Nah. I'll just like make a picture of like I don't know who's like a Niner that I just couldn't stand back in the day. I'm trying to think.
Did you like T.O.?
I liked all the anti-heroes, so T.O. was fine with me. I liked Barry Bonds, but everybody hated him.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds is like the only giant I liked because everyone hated him.
Did you like
I wasn't even a big Jeff Kent guy, and he went to Cal.
You like Lincecum? You like Lincecum?
No, I didn't. I think he's. I mean, but I think probably the one I couldn't stand the most was probably Bumgarner. I think.
Bumgarner. Now that we're far enough away from that, it is kind of hard to defend some of his nonsense.
I like Bear. I'm trying to think. Who was the offensive lineman who had the extra thing? Was it Wallace with the extra thing?
Oh, yeah, Steve Wallace. Yeah.
That annoyed me, so maybe I'd have a Steve Wallace picture. Steve Wallace has done nothing to me other than have that on his helmet.
And it'd be so random, no one would think anything about it. Like,
I'd be like, wow, a random Steve Wallace fan. Like, what's going on
somehow
here?
Somehow they
like,
would still find it. I don't know how they find these things.
There's people who really have too much time on their hands. Like, wow, I noticed a pattern of this guy, Brad Cutliffe, repeatedly defending officials.
Well, to be fair, he did tie it to his email address, so it's not like you had to look that hard. You just had to spot the account and go, why is this guy defending him so hard? Oh, look, it's Eric Lewis at NBArefs.com.
The other part of that is
E. Lewis at NBA official.
The other part, that's almost like the Ja Morant thing with his friend. Like, who is screen recording his friend's live? Mm-hmm. And I'm not sitting here defending it, but it's not like
you're waiting for him to screw up.
Well, but even then, it's not like Ja was like the whole time, like, yeah, with all the cunts. It was like this. And they're like, oh, hey, he had a, I seen it. It's like, how did you see that?
I didn't see it the first like 20 times. I'm like, what is that? Yeah, I'm like, I don't see nothing.
And I was like, oh,
that real quick? Yeah. But then I still say Ja don't need a, even at this last thing with Ja, just take Ja's phone. Mm, yeah. I don't need a phone.
Yeah, that
whole
crazy.
Posting by is yeah, like, that was kind of crazy. I was going by. I'm like, dude, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, I was monitoring social media yesterday after LeBron's post because I was curious who would not understand what LeBron wrote and then attempt to do a wellness check on LeBron James. And I'm not trying to be funny. Like, we saw he posted the line about, we'll see what happens when I no longer exist. I was like, someone's not going to know what this is. And will there be a spark of concern for LeBron James?
Yeah,
I'm surprised there wasn't a bigger story. I mean, because people were like flipping, like, how could he be so arrogant? I'm like, it's a Jay-Z line.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, and then this is about the second time LeBron's gotten some fuss about a Jay-Z line. Remember back in the day, he said, we got to finish our breakfast. Mm-hmm. And the Sixers were like the eighth seed, and like Spencer Halls was like, oh, we're breakfast. I mean, of course, Spencer wouldn't know the Jay-Z reference, but, you know.
Spencer's going to see Kid Rock as
Spencer.
Yeah.
Spencer, keep your mouth shut at all times.
Like, oh, we're breakfast. How disrespectful. I was like, it's not what it means. I'm like.
And look here, even if LeBron was, like, trying to, like, big up himself, if there's anybody in the game of basketball who could say, yeah, I'm the best, LeBron James is one of those, like, four people.
The only...
They acted like he said, like he said something crazy.
The
like,
only guy in the conversation with LeBron James would do the exact same thing. Just Anita Baker don't have a line about being number one, so he'll just tell you, I'm the greatest of all time.
Yeah, Jeffrey Osborne, you know.
Kenny Lattimore. Kenny, that's his boy, Kenny Lattimore.
Orange
Kenny
Juice Lattimore Jones ain't got a...
Kenny Lattimore didn't drop. Let's see what happens when I no longer exist. It is, and that's, to me, one of the more fascinating things about the whole GOAT debate thing is that I grew up with Jordan, watching him. Over the years, he's now this modest, nice dude who never said anything. I'm like, did y'all watch the same Mike I watched? This man made up a story in his mind about a guy who disrespected him to destroy him.
Didn't even happen.
I was just like, what? I said, ask Steve Kerr what a nice guy Michael Jordan was at times. I said, he did a whole documentary where he's belittling his teammates.
Poor, what is Scott Burrell? Poor Scott.
See, I mean, he just belittled his, he's a bully. But they're like, no, if everything becomes Jordan would never, Jordan would never have a bad shooting game in the finals. Actually, he did.
Mm.
Yeah. Jordan would never get this. Actually, he did.
Thankfully, Jordan Bobby Hanson came along to save him.
Bobby Hanson with his 25-point second quarter.
Bobby Hanson.
That was really three.
One made three. One made corner three. And saved Michael Jordan's ass in 92.
The crazy thing about it now was that you look at Jordan's career from the people. I mean, I don't understand these folks who watch basketball games with their only point to be, well, Jordan would never. I'm like, Mike ain't played in 20-some years. Why are you still watching basketball going, it's a great game by Luka. You know, Jordan would never do that. Mike ain't even watching. Well, maybe Mike probably is going, I could do that. But still, it's a weird way to watch basketball. It's like, for some of these folks, Michael Jordan played from 91 to 93, then 96 to 98. That was it. And it's just a weird thing. That's why I can't watch a lot of those morning shows anymore. It's like, yeah, I don't want to wake up to hear about the Jordan debate every day.
Right.
It's really just lazy at this point. It's like, okay, well, what? I don't want to, I don't, I, can I get like an analysis of LeBron's season without going, well, Jordan would never.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just doesn't happen anymore. And they all take their turns doing it. It's just kind of ridiculous.
Trista equated it to snowfall. She said it's crack. That's what Stephen A. does is in those ESPN and Fox News shows, they peddle crack. You get hooked on these conversations about LeBron James or LeBron James and Michael Jordan, and you feel like you need it. And when you don't get it, you can't talk about Jokic or the Nuggets, because then you got any more of those? You know, you start scratching your neck and you're peddling NBA crack.
That you hear these dumb ideas of, no one's ever heard of Jokic. The man won 2 MVPs. Mm-hmm. 2 of them. I've never heard of him. That's not true.
Spectacular.
It's like, the man's been a how many time All-Star? I've never heard of Jokic. I mean, this is amazing that this guy could be in the league all these years and we've never heard of him. I'm like, no, that's not true. Wow. I'm like, it's weird.
Wow. Speaking of weird, well, this isn't a good transition because it wasn't weird, but were you stunned by what happened in Boston last night? I know I was. I didn't think Miami was going to be able to rebound from Game 6, but not only did they rebound, they beat the hell out of the Celtics. I didn't see that coming.
I thought Boston was going to win, but then I said, something told me, you know what? I would not be shocked if they got blown out just because, for this one reason. This was the team that they've been so extreme. You know, at the end of the Philly series, they got all this fight, and all of a sudden they're down 3-0 to a team that I think most of us would agree does not have the same level of talent top to bottom as them. Mm. Like, how are you already down 3-0? Then they kind of come back. They tried to give away Game 6. They tried their damnedest to lose Game 6. You know, I mean, season on the line, yeah, let's get a Marcus Smart fadeaway jumper. Mm. With your season on the line, like, that's what you – and they just got, you know, luckily for them, they forgot Derek White was out on the court. He just ran up there, got the put back. But, I mean, it was, for me, the best part wasn't that the Celtics lost, because, of course, when the Celtics lose, it's usually a good thing. It was looking at the faces in the stands. That was beautiful.
They got Bill Simmons.
Oh, they got him. Oh, they got Bill Simmons just looking distraught.
Like his best friend got with his wife or something. Now she just looks stunned. He just like,
We got him.
They got him good.
Don't even got Doc Rivers to blame it on either this time.
Yeah, no Doc Rivers. Yeah, no Kyrie to blame.
Mm. I'm glad Warriors fans didn't have no pictures of me.
Gordon Hayward's gone. So they've now made it all about Jaylen Brown, from what I can tell. It's all Jaylen Brown's fault.
It's not his fault, but I think they need to move on.
I think maybe this iteration of the Celtics has probably gone as far as it'll go. You know, Jason Tatum might want to stop putting Hall of Famers on his clothes. I mean, somebody said on Instagram that he done let Kobe and KG down in back-to-back playoffs.
Damn. Yeah, Tatum's got to exercise that a little better. Like, what did he do last year? Did he text Kobe?
He texted Kobe. This year, he rocked the Kobe from the workout shirt.
Yeah.
And then he wears the KG jacket. It's like, man, you got to get your
man, just put on a Jordan shirt.
He rocks with that brand a lot, though. That's the DND brand. He rocks with that brand a lot. So I'm not gonna knock that. I'm not gonna knock the
no.
Workout
what he
shirt.
Had on was dope, but it hasn't worked out.
Yeah, but the text. Like, combined with what he did, it's like, hey, Tatum, maybe stop, bro. Just don't do this no more.
Remember people had, like Photoshop Kobe's response?
Stop texting me. He played so bad in the final.
That game. Was so out of pocket.
Kobe replied, delete my number.
That was so out of pocket.
That's the internet is an amazing thing.
Oh,
yeah.
The internet is an amazing thing. I mean, that was just, but then again, the internet couldn't do that if Tatum hadn't let the whole world know. I text Kobe.
That's it. Like, you could text Kobe, just don't screenshot it.
Yeah, if this is like your way to get yourself ready, I'm not going to knock that. I mean, do what you got to do, but the moment you screenshot it, you play for the Celtics, and he's L.A. was going to ride on you for this.
Yeah, they, LA being waiting in the weeds.
Or just share it after you win.
There you go. There's
like, if you really need to share
keep it in your draft.
Share then proceed to let win. Andrew Wiggins put you in basketball hell.
Yeah, it was
poor Tatum. I mean, then he rolls his ankle the first play of the game.
Oh, man.
Hey, Derek White becomes their hero in the middle of the game.
Derek White was trying to bring him home for a second. They're hopping on his back.
If you'd have told me their season was going to come down to Derek White having to make plays, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're done.
How many mid-range free throw line shots could Derek White hit while being fouled was going to tell the story of the Celtics' survival?
I think he was getting those shots off because Miami, like, is this really what they're running? Oh, I'm surprised. I got Mikey fouled.
Oh, he's doing this again. Guard him.
He's like, I thought he would stop. And then they
keep going.
I mean, I think I switched to Raw for a second.
That and, well,
I'm
look,
like, oh my God, they're down 17. They were.
That reminds me. We got like a minute and a half. I want to ask you. I've had a theory since Mania, I think, maybe before Mania, that Jay is going to be the one to beat Roman. Do you see that coming at all? Are we any closer to that?
I don't think we're closer to it yet. I think he's getting near Hogan range.
Mm.
So I think it's got. I think they're building up Cody to take it next year.
Whew.
Wow.
I mean, Cody's going through his Dusty Rhodes hard times now.
Yeah.
I think they're building it. They're building it up so Cody can be the super face of the company.
They tried that with Lex Luger once too.
Oh man.
I'm not saying Cody's Lex Luger. I'm saying
people like Cody.
No, it's true. I'm just saying they tried this thing with Lex, and they were like, yo, let's push it out. Let's make it go a little bit longer. And then during that stretch, it was like, nah, never mind. Like, we cool. It's all good.
We're one phone call from Vince away saying, keep it on him for two more years.
Yeah. Yep.
Aldrin says he thinks this would be Seth. I think Seth would be a good option. Maybe I'm just not like – I don't not like Cody.
Seth got his
And I
title.
Don't not like Sammy, but I just don't think those are the guys. I'm sticking with my Jay theory.
I don't think it's Sammy. That they had their time to do it and chose not to.
Yeah, I don't think it's Kevin. I don't know who. I think it's still Cody.
I don't think they know. Yeah,
yeah,
like
that's probably the truth.
Cody's probably the closest, but in reality, I don't think that they know. Yeah. Like, and if it's Omos versus Roman Reigns, Vince is in charge, and we know who's winning that match.
Omos takes the straps off.
We know Omos walking around with two titles above his head. I think we have to go. Yep, we definitely have to go. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my brother.
All right, catch y'all next time.
Yes, indeed. That's our man Jason Jones right there of The Athletic. Make sure you check out all of his fantastic work over at theathletic.com. That was fun.
That was fun.
I like talking.
Glad to be back, man. It was a good day.
Yes, indeed.
Now tomorrow there's no basketball to talk about. But we always find it. Find some hoop.
Yeah, we recorded a hell of a podcast for you this morning that I don't think anyone's going to hear.
Uh-oh.
Donnie said there was some audio issues with it. Oh, yeah, it sounds like crap. That's cool.
Wow.
That's cool. No, that's good. That's what I came running into the building for this morning was to record a podcast that sounds like I'm talking through a tin can.
There got to be a way to fix that. It's 2023. We can figure it out. Maybe.
It's like the microphones aren't even connected. What a useless day for your boy, man. I tell you. And there's much more ahead.
Oh, it's about to turn all the way up.
We legit about to turn up. maybe we'll be able to share with you what we're doing tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe we'll never get to tell you. Maybe we're not actually doing anything and we're just pretending we are. I know one thing. If you're listening on ESPN 1320 and you want more D'Lo and KC, don't go anywhere. We'll run it back next year on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.